collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Hi, this is Sil.
And I'm Tim, and we're your hosts from The Real Deal with Sil and Tim.
Tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for real news.
Or Sil's version of the news on the radio.
That's right. You can listen to my opinion or you can listen to his, but we all know we'll be listening to my opinion. You can also tune in for interviews with senators and other interesting people, like me.
So make sure you tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 for The Real Deal with Sil and Tim.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Time now for another edition of The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. Don't be scared, tell me, brothers. Stop
resisting. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. Is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. So, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they, it's interesting, when they come for you, it's interesting. Today is the 6th anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and whatever happened in that in Pennsylvania, whatever happened there. People died. And I guess it's no coincidence that during this week we're going to be talking about this along with some local issues. Now here's the thing. America is a funny place. Consistently predictable place. Boy George is going to be someplace at a park somewhere commemorating the 6th year anniversary of September 11th. I get that. Rudy Giuliani, who wants to be President Giuliani, is going to be there someplace, sucking up camera lights, trying to get FaceTime. After all, he doesn't have to pay any money for this kind of publicity. And I got to give them credit. They are on point with this issue. They truly are. They will be there when the bells begin to ring in commemoration of the attack on September 11th. But America, America, America is a funny place. Funny, funny, funny place. Not funny, ha-ha, but a funny, funny place. Two things that strike me about 9/11 and the anniversary celebration thereof. Two things. One would be the fact that the victims, the victims' families had to fight City Hall to get to Ground Zero to commemorate their personal losses. Isn't that interesting in our country that is so wrapped up and concerned about, so concerned about what happened on 9/11 that we need to turn parts of the Middle East into, what were the phrases, parking lots, bomb them into oblivion because we care that much about American life that we would obliterate somebody else's life. No, we care so much about the loss of an innocent American life that we would obliterate other people's innocent lives. I understand. I get that. I was born here. But isn't it interesting? Isn't it funny that Americans who suffered the actual loss, personal, irrevocable, stay with you for lifeable loss, had to fight their good government to get to Ground Zero to commemorate the loss of their loved ones. America is indeed a funny place. And the second thing that I find so interesting and so quintessential American, we don't have an attention span of a gnat. And that may be an incorrect observation about gnats because I don't know what their attention spans are. But they don't live that long, so they can't have one. But there are communities in that area, in the New York area, in the Washington area, that are saying, you know what, it's been 6 years, it's time to, and these are their phrases, scale back the 9/11 commemoration. It's time to scale it back. I get it. For real, I get it. This is America. They've had enough. And it maybe just America that just doesn't feel that deeply that long. I mean, it would explain how America could turn its head from New Orleans. That wasn't even 6 years. That's 2 years ago, and the people are tired of talking about New Orleans. But isn't it interesting? Isn't it funny that 6 years is enough time for what has been described as the largest assault on American soil, loss of lives ever, by foreign folks. So isn't it funny to live in this country at this time? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't those out there that grieve this, that feel this. I'm not saying that. But I am commenting on our attention span. And I wonder how many of our young people are know more about the fact that Kanye West's new CD is coming out today than they do about 9/11, and I'm not saying that one should be above the other. I'm simply saying Isn't America a funny place? Isn't America a funny place? Now, I want to share something with you. I want to share something an article that describes a study that a group of scientists, neurobiology, they call it. I studied neurobiology in college. It was my minor. Just kidding. I can't even spell neurobiology. Scientists involved in neurobiology. Studying the brain. And this is a report that is in the journal Nature Neuroscience. Scientists at New York University and UCLA studied the brains of liberal people and conservative people. And you know what they found? And I think this is so interesting. On the anniversary, the 6-year anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Centers and Washington and the plane crash in Pennsylvania, here's what scientists found when exploring the neurobiology of politics. Liberals tolerate ambiguity and conflict better than conservatives because of how their brains worked. These studies by scientists show that political orientation is related to brain differences in how the brain processes information. Previous psychological studies have found that conservatives tend to be more structured and persistent in their judgments, where liberals are more open to new experiences. The latest studies found that these traits are not confined to political situations, but also influence everyday decisions. The results show that there are two cognitive styles, a liberal style and a conservative style. Now, how did they do this? They got college students whose politics range from very liberal to very conservative. They were instructed to tap a keyboard when an M appeared on the computer monitor and refrain from tapping when they saw a W. M appeared 4 times more frequently than W's, conditioning participants to press a key in a knee-jerk fashion whenever they saw a letter. Each participant was wired to, those things that they put around your head that measure the activity in the part of the brain that's in the anterior cingulate cortex. That's the part of the brain that detects conflicts between habitual tendencies. Now, what they said was that the liberals were 4.9 times as likely as conservatives to show activity in the brain circuits that deal with conflicts, and 2.2 times as likely to score in the top half of the distribution for accuracy. Based on the results, liberals could be expected to more readily accept new social, scientific, or religious ideals. Does that help explain some stuff for you? It does for me. I'm going to tell you how when we come back. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Stay with us. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Let's take a quick look at traffic. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall through 370. Look for a disabled vehicle caution. It's west of Mid Rivers Mall in the Mid Rivers Mall exit in the left median drive. Look for heavy traffic. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through Highway 79. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from Teeter into the Poplar Street Bridge. Very heavy volume there. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit all the way into the landing. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for heavy volume already this morning. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building. Northbound 270 at 70. Look for delays in those 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through 270. Look for some slowdowns around the 270 mark. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park in 270. Look for delays. Northbound 270 at 44 in Doherty Ferry. It is still a slow go. That is your look at traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly sunny by this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. This evening clear with a low around 50 for Wednesday. Sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday evening clear with a low in the lower 50s. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high around mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies, 60 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Does your drinking water come from a private well? If so, have you tested it for possible contaminants? The Illinois EPA and the Illinois Department of Public Health recommend periodic testing for bacteria and nitrates as well as other contaminants. Don't just wish for safe well water, test for it. For more information, call 1-888-372-1996 or visit www.illinoiswellwater.org. This message is sponsored by the Illinois EPA and your friends at AM 920 WGNU.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work, and it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Come see me in Branson. You love your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then, go do the right thing.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. The thrills and delights me. Oh, no. Yes, just as lonely as you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, no.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Willie.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Shenanigans going on at City Hall.
Tell me about it.
Mr. Simons quit yesterday and took a position at St. Louis U, who to me is associated with the city of St. Louis, conveniently. And now has been replaced by an African-American who I think was bought in to fire Chief George.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, Willie. I reported on the show yesterday that Sam Simon would be going to St. Louis University and that Bryson, the guy that has been the water carrier for Francis Slay for a few years now, it seems like a few years. This is an ideal position for him. He goes from, I think, from about a $60,000 a year job to $100,000 a year job. And his the first thing that he's going to do to make his bones is to act like a tough guy and go in and fire a man of African descent.
What I think is interesting is Mr. Slay has two African-American males on his staff.
Who's that?
I have no idea who the other. The other one's a fiscal officer who no one ever sees. And Mr. Bryson, who is always with him when he's touring or has something to do with the North Side. He's always by his side.
Black people should lose their minds about Bryson. Black people should lose their minds about Bryson, about Francis Slay, and about what is fixing to go down. And I think I would be remiss, if I did not mention the fact that when all of the people that enabled this administration to feel comfortable in firing the first African fire chief, to a person that is entitled by statute and by charter to do what he is doing right now, all of the Black Leadership Roundtable people that stood with Francis Slay with the destruction of our schools, all the St. Louis American that stood with Francis Slay in the destruction of our schools,
school, you all told Francis Slay, oh, you can do the black folks what you want to. Y'all put your arms around the snake, and then you acting surprised that he acting like a snake. You separated yourself from the issues and the conditions that confront the community of African descent and the city as a whole. You carved out this little niche, this little bougie niche for yourself. And you thought that you were sacrosanct. You thought that you were not going to be touched by this. The fact of the matter is that what gave Francis Slay a little extra pump in going after Sherman George is because you said that it was okay to go after people of African descent.
Well, I want Mr. Bryson to know that we're waiting to see if he has a conscience.
No, we're not. We're not waiting to see that. We're going after you. That's what
I ain't waiting to see. I want to know what you think about the ACLU.
The ACLU is a typical organization of white folks. When they were given the opportunity to have a motion to show that you stand in solidarity with Sherman George, what'd they do? Just tell me, please tell me. What'd they do? What'd they do? They didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
They didn't take, they had a vote and they didn't vote for it. So where's the ACLU, for real?
My support with the ACLU is dwindling because I think not only the ACLU but the NAACP and any other black organization in this town or anywhere else should be livid about what's about to take place.
They should understand.
Any other person within this city that has a conscience ought to be livid. Chief George is the chief because he is the best man for the job.
That's fair.
Slay does not think that, then I think that he needs to take a good look at himself and his administration.
Well, the fact of the matter is that he didn't fire Paul Simon when people died in the Justice Justice Center. Sam Simon did not lose his job when people died in the Justice Center. So excuse me?
This is about cover, isn't it, too, sister?
Well, you know, Sam Simon says, shoot, you ain't gonna put me in this mess. I wouldn't have fired Sherman George because I want to get my gig at St. Louis U. You're not gonna put any of this mess on me. I'm going to St. Louis U. St. Louis U, you got your hookup with this whole land assemblage thing. I'm going to St. Louis U. You ain't gonna put none of this on me. And stupid old Bryson raised his hand and said, I'll take $100,000 to kick a black man. I'll do that.
St. Louis U seems to be harboring relics over there, aren't they?
Well, thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. And don't forget, folks, this land assemblage issue is not over. There will be a public hearing with Alderwoman April Ford, Alderwoman Marlene Davis, Alderman Charles Quincy Troop on Wednesday night at Lexington School at 6 to 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You need to be there. It's going to be a very important discussion. And what's so interesting about it is how you need to watch these characters. The same people that are working to remove the fire chief, our first African fire chief, the people like the Talibel Amin, is just like this Bryson folks. This is what you would do for 100,000 pieces of silver. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to move a Bryson, to move against what is right. What is right, and to move on behalf of what is wrong, and to do a double what's wrong, a wrong to the city of St. Louis, to remove a fire chief, to attempt to remove a fire chief, and then also a double wrong to the community of African descent. He don't care about how all it took was 100,000 pieces of silver. Talibel Amin got 40 pieces of silver. What he gonna do to his community? Y'all need to be at this land assemblage meeting because you're going to find out. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. As you say, the truth will set you free, Ms. Brown.
All right.
Ms. Brown, I want to weigh in on Chief Sherman George. Mr. Bryson, we're coming after you, like Ms. Brown said, you and Francis, just for a few pieces of silver, Bryson. All right, go ahead. If you double-cross Francis Bryson, I'm letting you know now, don't get too comfortable in that seat because you will be coming out of there. But, Miss Brown, do you know what Mr. Bryson had to learn enough to say on the news? He said 5 o'clock or else.
I heard him say 5 o'clock. And what is so funny is it's comical. Because, Bryson, here's what you're going to have. You're going to have this water carrier Bryson out here acting like he tough. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Acting like he's tough. What does this water carrier for Francis Schley know about public safety? How interesting is it to hear a Bryson that can't spell public safety? Well, have you read his resume? It has nothing to do with anything about public safety. Now you're in charge of public safety and your first act is to fire someone who has decades of experience in public safety.
Brown,
I mean, this is an incompetent individual whose only thing that he has ever done successfully and consistently is to carry the water for Francis Schley. That's it. That's all. That's it.
Ms. Brown, you're right. He also said, Ms. Brown, he agrees with Simon. He said that he is aware of the racial problems in the fire department. He said he will address the racial problems after the promotion.
No, he's addressing the racial problem right now by saying, I don't give a dang about black people. I don't give a dang about black legacy. I don't give a dang about public safety. All I give a dang about is what Francis Schley tells me to do. You're already saying what your issue is with the people of African descent. Your $100,000 piece of silver job is all about carrying the water for Francis Schley. He has no credibility at any African community that would let him in the front door has got issues.
Like I said, Ms. Brown, Mr. Bryson, don't get too comfortable in that seat because we're coming after you. And Ms. Brown, one more thing. James Buford, you carried the water for Francis when you tried to run for that school board. And we showed you what we thought of you. What do you think about Francis now? B.T. Rice, Bishop Willie Ellis, what you gonna do now about your boy Francis? You see what he's doing to Chief Sherman George? Are you gonna get off your duff and do something about it? Like I said, Ms. Brown, Francis is coming out of City Hall, and Mr. Bryson, you're coming out of there too, Mr. Bryson, because if you think Chief George is gonna take this line down, you got nothing coming. And Ms. Brown, the ACLU has filed a suit. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, they should have taken a better vote.
Well, Ms. Brown, you have a beautiful day, because as I say, Ms. Brown, this ain't over with yet. As you say, Mr. Bryson, 5 o'clock or else, we'll see about that.
All right now, thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And the Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression is urging the community to provide some feedback against the police department. The department is currently undergoing an accreditation process. The national organization doing the work is taking written testimony from citizens with experiences that shed some light on how the department operates. Here's the number for you to call if you are interested in doing this. Here's the number. Call John Chasnoff at 413-0454. So here's a way for you to weigh into an issue that is very important to our community. The Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression is urging community feedback about the police department. Contact John Chasnoff for further information, 413-0454. That's 413-0454. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Bob.
Yes, good morning, William.
Good morning.
On this anniversary of...
Are you on a speakerphone, Bob?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know I was on. Let me cut that off. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Of course.
Okay, Liz. On this anniversary, I would just like to take a couple minutes, if you'd allow me, to look back on where we were 6 years ago, almost to the hour, and where we are now and what we've been told on this whole mess. And I'd like to just start by saying Giuliani and Bush, two failures on 9/11, rose to be heroes out of the ashes, Giuliani for not having his people prepared to know that the building was going to fall, and Bush for not knowing it was going to be attacked.
And not only that, don't forget that Giuliani was the genius, the brain trust that said, let's locate the command center in the Twin Towers.
Yes, so he would be within walking distance.
That's exactly right.
And his men should have known, because it fell, both of them, like they were supposed to fall, and they should have known, and they should have been told not to go in. Mm. If they had radios that worked, they might have. Mm. But he's become the hero of 9/11. But I'm just going to read these others. We've heard it was weapons of mass destruction to start with. And then Saddam Hussein was the problem. Then United Nations was the problem. No one would help us. And then the Ba'ath Party of Army of Sudan. And then insurgents came in somewhere. Nobody ever told us where the insurgents came from. Then we said it was a civil war between the Sunnis and the Shiites. Then we heard it was religious clerics, that we had these clerics all had their own militias and it was their problems. Then we heard it was old Europe, the French fries and them, that they wouldn't help us. And then we got to al-Maliki and his people. And then finally, Iran was the problem. Boy, Iran was the problem in Iraq. And then Rumsfeld. And then Bremer. And then the generals. And as we removed all of them, one at a time, we keep hearing these same lies about things are getting better. And here we are now.
Well, we removed all of them, and who's the last man standing?
Well, George Bush. And what I heard today and yesterday was it's the American people's problem. It's because the American people are not supporting the troops. And the Democrat Party is not supporting the troops. And they want to pull out, and that is what's wrong over there. I think I heard that in Korea, too.
Okay.
And so just to close with one last thing here, that if we keep listening to all this, and how many more people can they blame for what is going on? We're now arming the Shiites and the Sunnis to fight Al-Qaeda. And isn't it amazing that Al-Qaeda today, the people who attacked the Trade Tower 6 years ago, is now the enemy in Iraq, where they were not even there 6 years ago, and we're now paying and people to fight and kill them for us. It's time for the American people to say enough is enough of these lies. One general cannot win a war.
There you go.
And thank you so much for allowing me to sound off this morning.
All right, Bob. And if you really want to get a sense of how this country works, and how you've been played on this war, how you've been used, how you've been abused, you've just been ridden hard and put away wet. Understand, that's what's happened to you in the prosecution of this war. You want me to give you the example that breaks it down so that it stays forever broke? Osama bin Laden. He's the cause, right? This good government hasn't found him. That's no news flash. How about this one? This good government isn't even looking for him. And you wanna understand what this good government is about, what our nation is about. Our country, our government is not looking for, and when I say our government, I mean Boy George is not looking for Osama bin Laden, but Boy George is in a federal court today asking that, still fixated on Janet Jackson's breasts. Do you hear me? Our government is not looking for Osama bin Laden, who supposedly is responsible for 3,000 plus American deaths. But the same government is in court today still trying to get at Janet Jackson's breast. Let me break it down for you. In a federal court today, the Boy George's administration, his lawyers, are asking that Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction be redefined as a striptease in order to give more fines. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? They're trying to take this case to the Supreme Court. Do you hear me? That's where Boy George's administration has their attention. I understand. If you're a heterosexual man, I understand a fixation about women's body parts, but not at the expense of a nation. Not at the expense of a nation. Yeah, Janet Jackson cute. But shouldn't you be the show? Well, you know, I ain't saying that. That's for a man to say. But shouldn't you be looking for Osama bin Laden instead of Janet Jackson's breastises? I think so. I mean, make no mistake about this. On 9/11/2007, Boy George is not looking, the administration of Boy George is not looking for Osama bin Laden, but looking for Janet Jackson's breast. And you wonder why things are messed up. No, you don't wonder why. Now here's the explanation of why. You get me. My name is Liz Brown. I ain't done. Stay with me.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. And that was the...
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brothers. Help me listen.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. In an eerie anniversary reminder, Osama bin Laden has emerged in a new videotape to mark the 6th anniversary of the worst terror attacks ever on American soil. ABC's Jim Hickey has a look.
What is believed to be bin Laden's voice is heard with a still picture, a freeze frame of the terrorist leader. He praises the 9/11 hijackers, calls them heroes. Meantime, news footage of the World Trade Center attacks is superimposed over his image. This latest tape also features one of those hijackers from before the attack, warning that they would strike from front and back, from right and left. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
President Bush will mark the occasion with a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House. There will also be remembrances at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and the Pennsylvania Field where United Flight 93 went down. The top U.S. commander is calling for patience in Iraq.
We all want to come home. We all have days of frustration and all the rest of that. But what we want to do is come home the right way.
General David Petraeus is due for a second day of questioning on Capitol Hill from skeptical senators and members of Congress who've been asking why troops shouldn't be pulled out sooner. Petraeus is proposing a drawdown of 30,000 troops by next summer. More than 1 million iPhones have been sold, but users are offering a new warning of hidden dangers to your wallet. One man who traveled to Europe told the New York Times he was stunned to come home to an iPhone service bill of over $800. It seems the roaming feature that automatically and repeatedly checks for new email caused the big bill. He recommends you disable the roaming feature before roaming far from home. This next story might make you yawn, but only out of empathy, not necessarily exhaustion. Many animals yawn just like humans, but British researchers say only humans find it contagious. They say they also find it interesting that the same part of the brain is responsible for yawning and considering others. This is ABC News.
Boo, will you love me when I'm 6?
Of course I will love you when you're 6.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your little one, which is why we've introduced the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. And according to NHTSA government crash tests, Taurus earned perfect 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts. Plus, with optional electronic stability control, Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
Even when you're as old as me.
The all-new 28-mile-per-gallon Ford Taurus. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov. EPA estimated 18 City 28 Highway Front Blue Drive.
The new host of The View was announced yesterday, but ABC's David Blaustein says it was anticlimactic.
This was a bit of an overstatement.
Today, the biggest question in daytime will finally be answered when we announce the newest co-host of The View.
Barbara Walters was a little more realistic.
This is the worst kept secret.
Then she introduced The View's new permanent co-host,
Sherry Shepherd.
Shepherd, a stand-up comedian and actress who has bounced around from sitcom to sitcom, had a visceral reaction to her new gig. After the show, the former legal secretary's feet still hadn't touched the ground.
I'm overwhelmed.
absolutely overwhelmed and excited.
David Blaustein, ABC News, New York.
Feud? What feud? David Letterman brought his top 10 reasons for loving Oprah Winfrey to a special appearance on her show. They included, she taught me how to launder money in the Caymans, she's incredibly busy yet always finds time to ignore my calls, and without her, we'd have never known that quack Dr. Phil. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bransmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a death in prison is being called suspicious. 24-year-old Vince Greer died Friday while serving a life sentence at the state prison in Bon Terre. The Missouri Department of Corrections says officials could not say whether Greer died of natural causes or from foul play. A spokesperson did say that Greer needed emergency medical attention last Thursday. Greer was convicted of shooting his parents in 1997. Greer's father, Stan, is defending him, claiming he suffered from schizophrenia and deserved medical attention instead of a prison sentence. Ameren is sending out electric rate rebates this week. Officials from the utility announced yesterday that they will start sending out the checks and bill credits to partially pay back customers for rising electric rates. The move is part of a $1 billion package that the utilities and state lawmakers agreed to this summer. Customers can log on to Ameren's website at ameren.com to find out exactly how much money they'll be getting back. Finally this hour, the Tour of Missouri bicycle race begins today. World-class cyclists and fans are headed for the state for the inaugural event that takes place over the next 6 days. The 600-mile race features over 100 riders from across the globe. Organizers expect the race to join established tour events as a top annual destination for cycling's elite. Teams of 8 from 15 of the world's top pro cycling teams will compete in the event. The starting line is in Kansas City, and the finish line is in St. Louis. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 7 o'clock hour. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, disabled vehicle left lane, and it's reported at Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked, two left lanes. It's west of Highway 79. Look for some slowdowns there. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays. Eastbound 44 between Soccer Park and 270. Look for your normal slowdowns. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Look for delays. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason. You can expect slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Washington Elizabeth. Look for pockets of slow traffic. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. Look for slowdowns. And westbound 270 from Illinois Route 3 into the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Look for delays. Northbound 270 at Dorset into 70. Look for heavy volume in those 70 exit lanes. There's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly sunny by this afternoon, high in the upper 70s. This evening, clear with a low around 50. Wednesday, sunny, high in the upper 70s. Wednesday evening, clear with a low in the lower 50s. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies, 59 degrees, Lambert Fields reporting 60. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get up. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. On this anniversary day. On this anniversary week. On this look back at 6 years ago. All I can say is wow. Wow, 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 6 years ago. 6 years ago. As we look back on this, I think it's important that we look at how messed up things are. And I'm not even going to talk about yet. I'm not going to talk about yet how messed up things are actually. But things are so messed up that the people that are running for office are using 9/11 as a vote for me tool. And I, on many levels, find that to be appalling. And then on the other hand, there are those that are willing to not examine what people have done in response to 9/11 to evaluate people who want to be in office. And by that, I mean this war. This Iraq war had nothing to do with 9/11. George W. Bush said that it did. George W. Bush campaigned on it. George W. Bush and others in the Republican Party said that it did. Now, what do we make of those elected officials who want to be president that are not trying to end this war? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid are going, it appears, are going to be doing this whole compromise piece with respect to a timeline on this war. Petraeus is not giving us a timeline. Why? Because he works for George W. Bush, and that's the plan. They're not going to give us a timeline. And the fact of the matter is as Representative Lynn Woosley said, one of the founding members of the 70-member out-of-Iraq caucus in the House, bipartisanship is great only if it puts together an orderly withdrawal of the troops. What are people going to do in the face of this 6-year anniversary? Are they going to stand up and really speak truth to power? We need a little of that in the city of St. Louis as well. My name is Liz Brown. We have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of business to tend to. There's so much I want to share with you on this anniversary day. Please stay with me. To Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents the musical Up, Down, Fragile on Friday at 7 p.m. The film will be shown in French with English subtitles in the museum auditorium. Admission is $3 for museum members and $5 for non-members. To buy tickets, visit slam.org, call 314-655-5299, or stop by the Information Center in Sculpture Hall. The box office opens 30 minutes before showtime. News to you from AM 920.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Thank you.
anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
My mind is made up. My heart is fixed. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You know what? Are you hungry? I'm a little hungry. I'm already thinking towards what do I want today? Well, how about this? How about the African Palace Restaurant and Bar at 4005 Seven Hills Drive. That's West Florissant and Seven Hills. The phone number 921-4600. Serving authentic continental African food. They also serve American cuisine, Jamaican food and drinks, and also you can listen to some of this region's best music. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. Look, you need to get on down to the African Palace. They have wonderful food. It's authentic African food. It's a journey to the motherland. Come on. The ultimate African experience at the African Palace Restaurant and Bar. And if you are over 25, you can have your birthday there for free. Here's the number, 921-4600, the African Palace. Try them. Check it out. Be adventuresome. Do something fun at the African Palace. And tell them, I told you to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Sheila.
Yes, Ms. Brown. I listened to your show last week with Alderman True.
Yes.
And there was a discussion about the $20 million allotment for the north side that only 1.9 got through.
Yes.
Okay.
Only 1.9 was offered.
Okay.
And that's HUD money.
Right.
Okay.
So
and
this isn't like taxpayer money or anything.
Yeah, it's our taxpayer money. It's federal money that, and then let me, if you mind, if you don't mind, I want to take a couple seconds to explain where the money comes from. In every city in the United States, every state in America, there are certain calculations done based upon zip codes, what the poverty level is like, the infant mortality rates, illnesses and things like that. And calculations are made based upon how those numbers come back of a certain amount of governmental money that's given to that place based upon those numbers. And that money is there to fix those problems, right?
Okay.
But the rules that are attached to that doesn't say that those monies have to be spent in that particular zip code. For example, if we go back about 20 or 30 years, we can go to the Central West End where when Ronald Reagan was elected into office, there was a policy change. He pulled the money that had been used, that the cities had been using to build themselves up with, right?
Okay.
So one of the things that cities did, and in particular the city of St. Louis, they took that HUD money that was slated for North St. Louis and built up the Central West End. So that's where the money was put for 20 years or so.
Okay.
Now when Black Alderman went to talk to Francis Slay in his office about the new HUD money, the 20-something million dollars that has come in, they said, we've got a plan for North St. Louis, and we're going to give you $1.9 million to deal with your issues in North St. Louis, and shut up, don't let the door hit you on the way out, and we're done with it. So that's the short and the long of it.
Okay, and after I heard your show, I contacted my alderwoman.
Who's your alderwoman?
Before Griffin.
Okay.
And I left a message to find out, you know, what is being done on her end.
And she was at that meeting as well.
Yes. And I contacted the mayor's office, and they gave me the press secretary, and I left a message for him as well.
Why did they give you the press secretary?
I don't know. I asked to speak with the mayor,
uh-huh.
And I said I wanted to know where the other $18.1 million was going,
uh-huh.
Or where has it gone.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, we will transfer you to the press secretary. And that person has not called me back either.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know if that information was going to be discussed. Is that on the agenda for the meeting Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And that is certainly something, Sheila, that I would really encourage you to go and to talk about, because I'm certain that all of the Alder people that will be at that very important meeting on Wednesday at 6 o'clock at, was it Lexington School?
Yes.
Lexington School, First Ward, Charles Quincy Troop is holding this meeting, but Alderwoman Ford will be there. Alderwoman Marlene Davis will also be there,
okay.
And they will be talking about this. All of this is so tied in, this land assemblage bill. They're going to be talking about all of those things. So that's going to be Wednesday.
Yeah, we feel like the puzzle pieces are coming together.
Yes, they are.
But this is something that we have been dealing with for so long. I know that you were talking about how Reagan pulled money out.
That's right.
And I was, I'm 35 years old. So I was very young when Reagan came into office, but I have seen, like, we had a community center. We had a lot of different things that were going on over on the north side that are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there were two community centers within walking distance of my home in the Fifth Ward, and now they're gone. So I think that is very important for your listeners to get out there and find out what's going on, because it's just come to light now, and this is something that has been going on progressively for years and years and years.
And that's why we really have to understand what is happening with Sherman George right now,
mm-hmm.
because that is also part of the plan. And anybody that thinks that Charles Bryson, the person that Francis Slay has, who has taken, he went from a $60,000 a year job to a $100,000 a year job to continue to do the dirty work for Francis Slay. And Charles Bryson is incompetent for this job. He has no background in this job. The only reason he has this job is because Francis Slay wants to put black hands on the firing of Sherman George.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask you if this Charles Bryson is the same person that was at the August 30th meeting of Vachon.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. It's the same person.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Brown.
My pleasure. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We really need to take a look at the qualifications of Charles Bryson. What is he other than the water carrier for Francis Slay? He wants to talk about, I've got the authority to fire Sherman George. What's your resume? Who the heck are you? All you did was water carry for Francis Slay. What are your qualifications to assess the safety, the ability, the authority of anybody? That's what we need to ask. That's the question we need to ask. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Northbound 270 between Gravelway and Doherty Ferry. That accident's been cleared at Doherty Ferry, but look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Also, that's not helping the rush hour rush. Eastbound 44 from Bowles all the way to 270. Look for very slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis Boulevard into Highway 79. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's around west of Highway 79. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from 367 in New Florissant. There's an accident. New Florissant's causing stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for normal slowdowns, especially in the left-hand lanes as you approach the bridge. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson through Mason. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 from Ballast through McKnight. Look for delays. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue to the 5570 split. Look for normal slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays. And northbound 270 from Dorset into 70. Look for slowdowns into 70 exit lanes. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly sunny by this afternoon with a high in the upper 70s. This evening, clear with a low around 50. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday evening, clear with a low in the lower 50s. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 60 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 60 degrees as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Every day in Missouri, over 200 calls are made to the Child Abuse Hotline. The St. Louis Crisis Nursery needs your help to lower that number. The nursery is dedicated to raising awareness about child abuse and neglect and needs your help. With the support of our community through donations and volunteer time, the St. Louis Crisis Nursery will continue to care for children in crisis. For more information, call 314-768-3336 or visit crisisnurserykids.org. Together, we can ensure our children will not spend their adulthood overcoming their childhood. News to you from WGNU.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Around the world, behind the story, it's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all
on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy.
Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy me. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. This is the anniversary of the 6 year. 6 years. 6 years. That, 6 years ago, I had just gotten back from New Orleans. Cleaning my house, cleaning my living room, when I got a phone call to turn on the television. And there I sat, watching this go down. And here we are, 6 years later. We're in a war forever and ever and ever, amen. We have presidential candidates that are running on the issue, on the insanity of the hate that got us into this war. Let me try to break it down for you. Let me try to break it down for you. Republican presidential contender Fred Thompson said Osama bin Laden needs to be caught and killed. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Now understand, let me back up because you need to get the timeline of this. On Friday, while campaigning, the newly inserted Thompson told reporters in Iowa that bin Laden is, quote, more symbolism than anything else, and that his presence in the mountains of Pakistan or Afghanistan is not as important as there are probably Al-Qaeda operatives inside of the United States of America. Okay. He says, you know, forget bin Laden. Let's look at Al-Qaeda operatives here in the United States. So Democrats running for the presidency jumped on that and said, oh my God, of course Osama bin Laden is who we should be looking for. Then Fred Thompson switched to Osama bin Laden ought to be caught and killed. So that was Friday. Then later Friday, he said, Osama bin Laden ought to be caught and killed. And then on Monday, he said, well, I don't mean that Osama bin Laden should be killed right away. No. We've got due process to go through. I'm not suggesting that those things happen simultaneously. Huh? What? Huh? Do you hear the madness? Do you feel? Do you get the madness of the times that we find ourselves in? And that's what happens when you attempt to use this Iraq war as a tool for job promotion. First you said, well, we don't need Osama bin Laden is symbolic. Okay, Osama bin Laden ought to be caught and killed. Okay, I mean there should be a process in the catching and the killing of him. Catch him first, then kill him, but just make sure there's some process through there. These are maddening times. These are maddening times. These are maddening times. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much, much, much business to tend to. Oh, they had a poll. No. They had a voting contest. 8,000 people in Texas voted. Online voting, 8,000 voted for Democratic candidates for the presidency. Guess who won? I can't hear you. Guess who won? John Edwards won. Isn't that interesting? I'm telling you, this whole presidential thing is fluid. Hillary Clinton now has to, there are two things I want to share with you about Hillary Clinton today, this morning, this hour. Hillary Clinton is giving back $1 million, almost $1 million, to back to campaign contributors, around 800,000 plus, because it's linked to a Democratic fundraiser who was on the lam. $800,000. Okay. That's going to be a problem. That's going to be fodder. That's going to bring up Whitewater stuff all over again. It's going to be a problem. But did you know this? Hillary Clinton's one of the things that Hillary Clinton is running on is her experience. I was the wife of, and an active wife, not just the wife. I didn't just bake cookies. I was up in there. I was handling business. I wasn't stand by your man. I wasn't baking cookies. I was in the midst of it. She's running on that. Cool. Got it. I understand. I get it. One of the things that we criticize Boy George about is hiding his records, not letting us get at his records. It's the secrecy. There are 2 million pages of documents covering the years that Hillary Clinton was, all of this experience that Hillary Clinton got is locked up in a building, locked up in the Clinton White House archives. And her husband's presidential library. And these documents are not going to be released until after the 2008 election. But even in the, and so I remember the health care thing that she says that she has all this experience from. Between 1993 and 1994, 1,000 pages involving her work on the health care issues have been censored because they include confidential advice and must be kept secret under a federal law called the Presidential Records Act. Interesting, isn't it? You run it on your experience that you got, but in the meantime, in the in-between time, you're keeping us from the information that will let us in on what kind of experience that you really got when you were running. Oh, when you were running the stuff, when you were getting your experience. I'm just saying, good googly moogly. We have a lot of homework as we go through what we're supposed to be doing here in electing a president of the United States. +1 877 920 WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 454-0400. And before we take a break, because I just want you to be fully informed about everything. There's a book that they don't want you to read. It's entitled An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. They don't want you to read that book. They don't want you to see it. Publisher after publisher after publisher said no to this. Why? Maybe because it talks about all people of African descent who want to go back to Africa at Uncle Sam's expense. How about Congress launching an infrastructure, billion-dollar infrastructure development in Africa? Well, they don't want you to see this book. They don't want you to know about this book, but that's okay because I do. you need to pick up a copy of this book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty, and you can pick it up at the Knowledge Center. You can pick it up at Left Bank Books. You can pick it up at the NOI Information Center. You can pick it up at Ujamaa. Pick it up, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty, An All-American Deal. Get it now at the Knowledge Center, Left Bank Books, NOI Information Center, and Ujamaa. They don't want you to see it. You need to go get it for that reason. I'll be back. Stay with me. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
The third annual American Legion Riders State Rally takes place on Saturday and Sunday at the airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Check out bike games and shows, a burnout contest, stunt riders, and live bands. Vendors will be on site selling food, drinks, bike parts, and other goods. Proceeds from the event benefit the Haven and the Legacy Scholarship Fund. Something for you from WGNU.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Previously on this Lone Ranger program,
I will tell you the advice that a wise woman once gave to me for women looking for a good man. First, you find a dependable, hardworking man who's helpful around the house. Second, you find a loving man who will spoil you and take care of you and never lie to you. And third, you find a thoughtful man who can make you laugh. And most important of all, you make sure these three men never meet each other.
Oh, that's great.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryan.
Shall get them that's not, shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And, let me do this. There is an issue that is percolating all the way through, the city of St. Louis. It's percolating all the way through, City Hall, up and down the streets of North St. Louis, percolating across South St. Louis, and into the very heart of what we are as a city. I want you to feel where we are right now. Francis Slade, the person that was in the head of public safety, Simon, has quit his job out of the blue. Quit his job. After sending a letter, a threatening letter, to Fire Chief Sherman George. He quit his job. And not within 10 seconds of that quitting, Francis Slade had someone. And I want to give you a quote from Charles Bryson. I want to give you a quote from Charles Bryson that underscores and explains why this is unacceptable and why everybody should be losing their minds. There are a number of challenges, Bryson has said, of his new $100,000 job. I'll be honest, I'm not quite up to speed on all of them. Now, let's see. We need to compare that with we need to compare that with what Bryson has said about Sherman George. That's the way life is. You have a boss or superior. If they give you an order to do something, you're expected to do it. How are you up to speed on this firefighter issue? How are you up to speed? Out of all the issues that impact the Department of Public Safety, the only one that you up to speed on enough to say to some dude needs to be fired is that one. Surely you don't have the information. How could you? You were busy carrying the water for Francis and all kinds of other issues. On the school issue, running to community meetings and telling lies about what Francis Slade's position is on stuff. You are the consummate ventriloquist brown-skinned doll. You're the doll. Francis Slade is the guy with the hand up you, operating your mouth, what you say, and what you do. So as the ventriloquist's doll, as the, whatever they call him, no, the ventriloquist dummy, you don't have a mind of your own unless it's some kind of sci-fi picture. Chucky. And this ain't no Chucky. This is real life. As the ventriloquist dummy, you don't have any thoughts of your own. You say what the ventriloquist wants to say. You are on his agenda. So you're not up to speed on this Sherman George issue. You are the ventriloquist dummy. You have no thoughts of your own. So let's be clear. The only reason that this ventriloquist dummy has this job is because they want to fire Sherman George. And apparently Paul Simon wasn't a ventriloquist dummy. Because he quit before he did that. Greg.
Yeah, actually Simon's money over at St. Louis Shoe is a little bit more than he's making in the city. And it might actually be a long-term better job security entrance for him.
I understand the argument. Could be.
Well, no, but you can't impose upon another human being with their motivations on unless it explains those.
You just did.
No, I offered another view.
And that's what I was offering, too. Why can't I do it and you can?
Well, the one thing you do is call another human being a dog.
I called him a ventriloquist dummy, darling.
No, you called him a dog.
A dog? Who did I call a dog?
The person that you called a ventriloquist dummy, you said you're a dog.
I never said he was a dog. What kind of, what was the kind
go
of?
Back and look, go back and listen to
a dog? Surely, if you remember that, and surely you must remember the context, because when you called and spoke to our screen, hold on for a second, Greg, don't tell me what my response, because you started with what we can't impose on other people, so don't try to impose what your concept of responsibilities are on me. When you called and asked to come on the air, did you say dummy or did you say dog?
You said you called.
Answer my question, please. Answer my question, please. Answer my question, please. Can you listen for 1 second and answer my question? My question has been from the beginning. When you called up and picked up the phone and said, I'm going to speak to Liz this morning because I'm still listening to her. When you spoke to the screener.
I said it was wrong for her to call a human being a dog.
That's not what you told our screener. You said dummy.
No.
Yes, you
said
dummy.
I said it was wrong for her to call him a dog.
Uh-huh. And who did I call a dog?
Liz.
Who did I call a dog?
The person that you've been calling the ventriloquist dummy, it flipped. You called him a dog.
No, I didn't.
If it was intentional, I don't know. I'm not going to impose anything upon you.
I did not call him a dog. I called him a ventriloquist's dummy. That's what I called him.
In addition to calling him a dummy, you called him a dog. That's wrong.
No, I didn't call him a dog. If I called him a dog, give me the context in which I said it. Give it to me.
I did not record precisely.
I didn't ask you for a precise recollection. I said, give me the context in which I made that statement. Surely you can remember that. It wasn't that far that long ago. I haven't been on that long. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening for the last 10 minutes.
Okay, so you can't remember what you heard 10 minutes ago? Sweetie, you're not the person that should be doing any kind of recollection if you can't remember what you said you heard 10 minutes ago.
What do you mean? You can't remember.
I said I didn't say it. I said I didn't say it.
Memory's failing, Liz.
I said I didn't say it. I said I didn't say it. You are the one that's making the accusation. And if you can't recall what I said less than 10 minutes ago, and 10 minutes ago that includes a break, you need to really now come on the air and talk about what I am saying. If you can't remember the context of what I said 10 minutes ago, I said I didn't say it. So there's nothing for me to recollect. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And I don't think that the word dog is a problem to call somebody in the right context. I've called plenty of people dogs in certain private conversations. Depends on the context of it. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah,
Joe.
I'm glad you're bringing this out about that mayor and what he's doing as a police chief and that his new Uncle Tom.
Nah, see, I don't use that phrase. I think that the more appropriate phrase to use is a ventriloquist dummy. I mean,
well, it's true because, but the main thing is, you know, the mayor's going to try to keep this stuff up. The main thing is people get organized and they vote him out.
There's that and there are other things that need to be done as well.
In other words, he's going to be, he's as bad as that Mayor Daley was, you know, in Chicago when they had that Cook County years ago. He makes him look like a saint. This mayor is so bad.
Thanks for your call.
People ought to vote him out.
All right, now.
Okay.
You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I had to call in on this dog thing. You know, half of America is humanizing dogs at the expense of Vic.
Quincy, can you hold on? Because we got to go to the top of the hour. All right. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
The truth is that not everyone...
is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A bell tolled in New York City, marking the exact moment the first plane hit the first tower on September 11, 2001. New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg offered words of hope and comfort to family members of the victims.
None of us can put ourselves in the position of a relative who lost somebody. But then on the other hand, the country is growing, New York is growing, and I think we're doing what those whose lives were lost would have wanted.
Family members were escorted to the footprints of the building for perhaps the final time since a new building is being constructed at the site. There were also commemorative ceremonies at the Pentagon. ABC's Pam Coulter has details.
Blue lights and a huge American flag marked the west facade of the building struck by American Airlines Flight 77 6 years ago. A memorial service is being held for family members of the 184 people killed in the attack. Employees here will mark the day in their own special ways, including just coming to work and helping to wage the war against terrorism.
The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is proposing new marching orders for American troops that could bring 30,000 of them home by next summer. ABC's national security correspondent Jonathan Carl is in Washington.
General Petraeus says he has proposed bringing home about 5,000 troops before the end of the year and getting to the pre-surge level of 130,000 U.S. troops in Iraq by July.
Petraeus is due back on Capitol Hill for a second day of testimony today. Mickey Mouse is getting tough in Toyland. Disney is planning to independently test toys to ensure their safety in the wake of several major toy recalls as the holiday season approaches. Disney officials say they want to give an added level of scrutiny and assurance to nervous parents. Disney is the parent company of ABC. A man in Atlanta is accused of making money the old-fashioned way by printing it. But FBI officials say his funny money is so alarmingly close to the real thing the Secret Service is investigating, he paid his $150,000 bail in cash. This is ABC News.
Erectile dysfunction isn't something you want to sing about, but you should talk to your doctor about it. I did, and so have millions of others. In fact, Viagra, also called Sildenafil Citrate, has already helped over 17 million men with ED. Ask your doctor if Viagra's right for you. America's most prescribed ED treatment. More satisfying sexual experiences with my partner. Now that's worth singing about. Viva
Viagra! Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injuries, stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease in vision or an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. Always remember to protect yourself and your partner against STDs.
To learn more, see our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-888-4-VIAGRA or visit Viagra.com today.
New research suggests yawning is contagious, but only in humans. ABC's Linda Albin takes a look.
Some people virtually purr when they yawn. Others are less subtle. Some people yawn when they're tired, others when they're bored, and some people are apparently prone to the contagious yawn. Those people say researchers tend to be more empathetic to others' emotions. While other species do yawn, only humans find it infectious, leading scientists to suggest that those susceptible to contagious yawning may be more sensitive souls. If you're not yawning by now, you should be. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Disney says all is forgiven after High School Musical star Vanessa Hudgens apologized for nude pictures of her that surfaced on the Internet. She apologized in a statement to her fans and said she was embarrassed. In a statement, Disney said it wouldn't affect their decision to cast her in the next High School Musical film. And they said they hoped she'd learned a valuable lesson from an obvious lapse in judgment.
I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a homeless sex offender has surrendered in New Athens. 39-year-old Harlan Haynes had escaped from law officers throughout St. Clair County for nearly 2 weeks. He had failed to register as a sex offender in the city of Belleville after being convicted of indecent exposure. New Athens police picked up his trail, and his acquaintances arranged for him to turn himself in around 8 p.m. He has been charged with a felony for violating his probation and is in custody at the St. Clair County Jail. East St. Louis police are investigating a fatal shooting outside a nightclub. 19-year-old Rodney Nesbitt was found dead early Monday outside the Page 10 Lounge. Police say he had been shot several times. The nightclub had been the scene of another incident in 1999 when a security guard was shot just inside the club's entrance. Illinois State Police are assisting in the investigation. Finally this hour, Collinsville wants to bring professional soccer to their community. The City Council approved an annexation agreement last night that would provide the ground for a new stadium. Some council members were concerned over tax increment financing and its effect on education in Collinsville. The plans for the stadium include a 400-acre complex with an 18,500-seat stadium, 8 youth soccer fields, retail space, an office complex, hotels, and residential units. City Manager Bob Nabel says the new stadium could result in a net profit of as much as $2 million for the city. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain through New Florissant. There's an accident. 3 lanes were blocked. 3 right lanes is west of New Florissant. Look for a whole lot of delays if you're coming in from North County. Northbound 270 from 55 through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop and go traffic due to an accident that's been cleared at Doherty Ferry. Whole lot of slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis through 79. An accident was cleared. It's west of 79, but it's causing delays rolling in from eastbound 70. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson to Mason. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from 25th into the 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Bowles all the way into 270. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 between Ballast and McKnight. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 55 from 4500 South Broadway into 44. Look for slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span into the landing. Northbound 50, or northbound 270 between Dorset and 70. Look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 70 from Bermuda through Lucas and Hunt. That incident's been cleared on ramp to Lucas and Hunt. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, becoming partly sunny throughout the afternoon with a high in the upper 70s. For this evening, look forward to clear skies, low around 50. For Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday evening, clear with a low in the lower 50s. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 59 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 60. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our
so I could give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And Charles Quincy Troop.
Good morning, Liz.
Lord.
You know, sometime I sit up and I listen, and I decide, and I try not to get involved. But I was listening to the gentleman call in referring to making an allocation that you call somebody a dog.
A D-A-W-G dog.
Okay. But what's wrong with being a dog? America has humanized the dog, and while it has never humanized black people, let me give you an example. In St. Louis, we have a thing over there on Olive and Tell is called a dog park. You know, we have dog hospitals. The Board of Aldermen passed a bill that said that you can bring dogs in outside restaurants. The fuel that was kicked up over the dog food having foreign particles in it that might injure or kill dogs, they raised more sand about that than they did the food FDA did and about the food that we eat. Then when you talk about, you're saying it's cockfighting, and that's when the chickens, they fight the roosters. Is that more violent than a rooster being subjected to fried chicken or reduced to fire, you know?
Because somebody lives in the cockfight, don't they?
One
of them lives.
They live in the cockfight, but nobody survives fried chicken, right? Then you look at the football player that got injured last week when two 250-pound men running head-on, top speed, and runs into each other head first, and one loses all of his body function for the rest of his life. How violent can that be? You know, when you talk about violence, you talk about bullfighting. You're talking about all the other crazy things that's going on in this country and in this world. And boxing. Look at boxing. How violent when you put two men in the ring and said, whoever can beat the other one up and do the most damage to the other one in a 3-minute period of time for 15 rounds, you're the champ. Well, how wrong is that?
Mm.
You know, and for him to say that he was offended.
Well, and I listened to my tape, and I'm going to play it back, and he's offended by what he put in my mouth, because what I said was I called it a ventriloquist doll, and then I changed it to a ventriloquist dummy. And so he heard in the word doll the word dog, and even if I had said dog, so what?
But that's my point. You know, what is so wrong with being a dog or a cat? When that Handley lady, was that her name, that left all of that money to her?
The one that said that rich people don't pay taxes,
rich people
do. She cut
that.
Her own grandbabies out of the will and left over $100 million to a dog.
So what's wrong with...
What's wrong with being a dog? A whole lot of people that would say arf for $115 million.
Yeah, but...
walk on all fours.
So I just had to call on that.
I appreciate that.
You know, to put it in reference because... You know, America's really sick, and then they villainize Vic for things that they do every day.
Fact.
You know.
Fact.
Take care.
Fact. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. Stay with me.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't put it all another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I don't like people accusing me of things that I didn't do, and I also don't want to put anything out there on the air that I know is inaccurate, or I know is not truthful, or I know is not right. And a caller called me up a few minutes ago, and accused me of calling Charles Bryson a dog and that it was wrong. Now, we can have an argument all day about whether or not it's wrong. I said that I didn't do it. And here's what the caller heard and thought that I said the word dog when I said the word doll. You are the consummate ventriloquist brown-skinned doll. Doll. That's D-O-L-L. And then I went on to correct myself. You're the doll. Francis Lay is the guy with the hand up you, operating your mouth, what you say, and what you do. So as the ventriloquist's doll, as the, whatever they call it, no, the ventriloquist dummy. There you go. There you go. I said the word doll 3 times, and that caller heard me. See, that's something. That's the miracle of being able to go back and to listen to your stuff. The caller said that they just heard me call this man a dog. I did not. I said ventriloquist doll, and then I realized, no, there's a better word, dummy. Dummy, that's the better word to call, is dummy. So there you go. You know, please don't call me up and accuse me of doing things that I didn't do. I didn't remember doing that because I didn't do it. So you know what I think? I think that caller owes me an apology. We're hearing that, Howard. Sorry about that. I think that caller owes me an apology because that's not what I said. But it is what I meant. This is what I meant about Charles Bryson. He is Francis Slay's ventriloquist dummy. There isn't a thought in that wooden head of his. All that's up there is whatever the hand inserted inside of him operating his mouth says is in there. He does what Francis Slay tells him to do. Dig this. Here's the quote from Charles Bryson. Who's Charles Bryson? Charles Bryson is the guy that's replacing Simon. Who's Simon? Simon's the head of public safety. What's the public safety? That's the office that said that they're going to fire Chief Sherman George, the first African firefighting chief in the 100-plus year history of the city. And so what does Charles Bryson, the ventriloquist dummy, say? What does he say? And I'm going to read his quote because, I like to be accurate on my show. And I'm looking for an apology. The number is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm looking for an apology from the caller who accused me of something that I did not do. Here's what the ventriloquist dummy said. There are a number of challenges. Because he's getting taken 100,000 pieces of silver. He's going from a $60,000 a year job to a $100,000 a year job to replace Simon in order to fire Chief Sherman George. There are a number of challenges, said the ventriloquist dummy. I'll be honest, I'm not quite up to speed on all of them. Well, of course you're not. Since when is the ventriloquist dummy up to speed on anything? You a dummy. There's nothing inside of you except what the ventriloquist puts inside of you. And I guess when Francis Slay inserts his hand up you about the other issues, then you'll know what to do about those too. But until then, of course you don't know what to do because you've got no resume for this gig. You don't know what you're doing. The ventriloquist dummy never does. Unless he's Chucky. We know what Chucky do. We know what Chucky do. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Charles Bryson is a ventriloquist dummy. Is the ventriloquist dummy. And all of you that have had experience with him at different community forums, all he is just open his, you know what, when he opens his mouth, all you have to do is close your eyes and you can see Francis Slay's hand inserted up in him and operating in his mouth. As ugly as a vision that is, that's what's going on there. I kid you not. James.
Yes, Liz.
Yes, James.
Good morning. This is my first time calling your show. I enjoy your show.
Well, welcome to the air, James.
Okay, I agree with you when you say that the brother Charles Bryson was probably chosen to put a black hand on firing Chief Joy.
I didn't say probably. I said was.
Okay, well, you know, I agree with that, okay? But I frankly failed to see the difference in calling him a dog and calling him a ventriloquist, you know, dummy.
Well, first of all, I didn't call him a dog. First of all.
Okay, no, okay, I'm saying I don't see a difference, and I don't know what you call him. I certainly think you call him a dummy.
A ventriloquist. Wait a minute, let me be clear, James, because that's what we have to do in this show, because I don't want you to have to owe me an apology. Ventriloquist dummy.
Okay, whatever you called him, I accept that. My point is that I don't see any difference. Disrespect is disrespect. Now,
really, really,
yeah, I mean,
really.
Well, look, can I finish, please?
You most certainly can. Go right
okay.
ahead.
Well, let me please just let me finish.
I said,
let
sweetie, go right point. Ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, you know, you are out front in terms of the education of the children in St. Louis, and we certainly have a problem with that. And what we try to do as community leaders is set an example. Now, we have a problem with the mayor and what he is doing, not only in terms of Chief George, but a lot of things. My problem is this. You know, are we able to resolve an issue when we jump off the bat calling somebody names? I mean, once we call them names and we personalize it like that, I mean, what do we expect to accomplish in terms of resolving these issues? That's my only point.
Okay, and then let me respond to your point. I think that your point is short-sighted and not understanding what it is that I am articulating. When I use a descriptive phrase such as a ventriloquist dummy, it is used as a, this is radio, this isn't television. So you have to use a lot of words to make certain that your point is clearly understood. What is a ventriloquist Now let me finish my point.
Yes, ma'am.
What is a ventriloquist dummy? It is a vehicle by which someone else inserts the words, inserts the actions, inserts the movement, inserts everything out there. And once the ventriloquist takes his hand or her hand out of the ventriloquist's dummy, it ceases to exist.
Yeah.
This is
okay.
A phrase that I am using to illustrate the role of Charles Bryson. This is not an exercise in, oh, you stupid. It's not an exercise in anything like that. This is an illustrative point to make it clear what the role of Charles Bryson is in with his relationship with Francis Slay. This isn't name calling. You missed the point. When you attempt to reduce this to name calling, you missed the point.
Please. Liz, that's what it is. I mean, it's name-calling, pure and simple.
So
and
to
it's
say...
My point of view is that it's not necessary to call people names, particularly if what it is you want to do is to resolve a conflict. You don't call people names and hope
so when I call somebody, so when I call somebody a racist, I'm not allowed to do that, correct?
No, I'm not saying
That's a name. I'm not allowed to call someone incompetent because that's a name. Wait a minute. I'm not allowed to call someone ill-suited for a job. That's a name. I'm not allowed to use accurate, descriptive terms to describe the actions of an individual that's engaging in harmful actions on my community.
You're telling a talk show host that they can't use words? Because that's what you're saying. Your vision, your view of the English language is so short-sighted that there would be no books if we cannot use descriptive phrases to describe things. Every book is filled with name-calling. Get real. Be able to differentiate between someone calling your mama something and someone accurately describing, in the clearest of terms, someone's behavior. And truly, if you're a ventriloquist dummy, you're a ventriloquist dummy. I can't help it that those are the actions that you engage in, and I can't help it that God gave me this vocabulary. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 270 from 367 into West New Florissant. Look for an accident's been cleared west of New Florissant. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 from 141 through 270. Look for stop-and-go traffic. There's an accident at New Halls Ferry at West Florissant Avenue, so look for delays there. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Big Bend, look for delays. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and McKnight, look for slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 at Maryville Center through Mason Road, that traffic's finally easing up. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be easing this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is rolling smoothly from the Illinois Bank into the landing. And northbound 55 is looking good at 255. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly cloudy, and this morning becoming partly sunny by this afternoon, a high in the upper 70s. This evening clear with a low around 50. For Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday evening clear with a low in the lower 50s. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 60 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Unity Hospice needs volunteers in both Illinois and Missouri. Volunteers may choose to visit patients, help out in the office, do carpentry, arrange flowers, create gift baskets, or share their unique gifts on behalf of the terminally ill patients and their families. Anyone can help, and there are no time requirements. Call Unity Hospice today to schedule an orientation. In Illinois, call 618-346-1111. In Missouri, call 314-645-8648. News to you from WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. Portia.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I have a comment to make about that. I think I've heard that it said before, but I haven't been listening to your show too long this morning. But the guy that left the post, what is it, the personnel, the safety
Simon.
Director or whatever?
Simon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Sam Simon.
He already had this plan in motion, and he already knew he was not going to be here, the one to lay down the hammer, you know, because if he left already and has a job, he already had this plan.
But wait a minute, I would agree with that if the job was someplace like, I don't know, some company that didn't have a close affiliation with the city of St. Louis. He has a job with St. Louis University. St. Louis University just got made part of that whole Land Assemblage Act that Francis Slay did up there in Jefferson City. If it was any place, just about any place other than St. Louis University, I would agree with you. All a job at St. Louis University requires is picking up the phone for Francis Slay.
So you're saying that the guy that they, the new hire,
that, yeah,
came up with this ultimatum?
I didn't, no. The old,
okay, well, he's the mouthpiece.
He's the mouthpiece, and he will
but
be the
one. But
you're
saying that the guy who was in that post before isn't the one who initiated this and then booked?
No, he did. Okay, here, let me try to make it clear. What happened is that last week a letter was sent from Sam Simon to Chief Sherman George saying, promoter, I'm going to fire you, implying that I'm going to fire you. Between this weekend and now, Sam Simon has a new gig at St. Louis University,
right?
And Sam Simon has said, I would have never fired Sherman George. Okay, and they're saying that there was some kind of fight over the weekend between Sam Simon and Francis Slay. So what I'm saying is that I believe that Sam Simon and Francis Slay decided that let's get it out for Sam Simon. It'll be easier. It'll take away the race piece if we have a black guy being the one that ends up issuing or see what has to happen is that if Fire Chief George doesn't do anything on Friday, something has to happen to him, right?
Okay, they're not, you don't think they will actually
Yes, I do.
Oh!
Yes, I do. People need to understand, they're going to fire him.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
That's bad.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So they want to put black hands on this as opposed to white hands on this.
Yeah.
Okay, and also Sam Simon.
And they
wants,
want to replace him with a white, I'm sure.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Well, Francis Slay on his way out.
Why do you say that?
Don't you expect?
Well, if somebody runs against him, but that's not for another couple of years. Another year.
Yeah, he can do a whole lot of damage. Look what Bush is doing.
Yeah, there you go. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
All right, take care now. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, I definitely heard the correct word, and doll is an accurate synonym for a ventriloquist dummy. But I suggest that caller who made that statement go to Walgreens and get some ear clean-out fluid, because apparently he can't hear very well.
And again, even if I had chosen to call him a dog, but see, here's the thing, Dimitri. I like to think that I'm kind of clever in the way that I describe things. I like to think that when I use analogies, I use descriptive words, now, it may land hard on you. You may not like the way it makes you feel when you hear it. But to suggest that I am engaging in something as simplistic and as unuseful as mere name calling is not a fair nor accurate assessment of the hard work that I do to engage in the language choices that I make.
And to add to that, Liz, the frightening thing is the second caller made an attempt at trying to get you to censure your speech, and I find the way you talk and the way that the words that you use are so beautiful and so accurate. The minute we try to censure people, that's the absence of free speech, and that's the first footprint of a dictatorship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, and I am insulted that you would attempt that an individual would attempt to reduce what I say into something, again, as easy as name calling. I could sit up here and call people, you stupid, you ugly, that's ridiculous. I am far too intelligent and far more clever than that.
My reaction to that, and I said it, although you can't hear it over the radio, I said, you darned liar, shut up and sit down. That's what I would have said, but you use words, and you said the same thing. Okay, Liz, thank you very much, and listen, stay cool.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Hey, you know what, Liz, isn't it ironic that we hear what we want to hear? It would be different if you'd have come right out and said he was just a complete dummy. But to use the analogy as to associate him as just like being a puppet, if you'd have called him a puppet, then the argument would have been he has no individuality. He is being pulled his strings from one way to the other, and he has no sense of direction. But people hear what they want to hear just to make an argument.
Mm-hmm. And
ventriloquist dummy is a ventriloquist dummy.
There you go.
Make them say what you want them to say. A puppet is the same. You pull the left arm, it goes up. You pull the right arm, you make him kick. You bob his head, it does whatever it wants to do.
But I like saying ventriloquist dummy.
And that's true, because what happens when a ventriloquist dummy, you mimic everything that your master tells you to do, and when you speak their word.
There you go. And again, this is radio. This is radio. You have to be able to have a command of the English language. That good people on the radio have a command of the English language that allows them to put words together in a descriptive way to put an image squarely in the mind of the listener.
But you know what? And that's the problem. They are not visionaries to see the descriptive part of it.
Or they listen to crap, and right. they confuse what they're hearing with crap.
And all they understood was either you couldn't hear dow as to say dog. You couldn't hear the fact that, well, dummy Well, I mean, how you going to call somebody a dummy without the descriptive part of it? Mm-hmm. They missed the descriptive part.
Yeah. And then when I gave it to them, they still didn't want to hear that.
Right.
There you go.
That's just their argument of their day. They don't have anything else to do except I need to have some kind of confusion with nonsense.
There you go.
Have a good one.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I think it's kind of funny, actually, that they would even call the show with the comment like the guy made. That was pretty juvenile, my personal opinion. Second thing would be, if anybody can't see what this play is,
yeah,
all you have to do is look at what happened with this so-called quote-unquote appointed school board.
There you go.
And who Slay put on the,
there you go,
on the school board.
There you go.
This is business as usual.
This is business as usual. And I cannot help, Maurice, but make people see the historical piece of this. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when we said that this was what is coming down. If you let the schools go, they're coming after all your stuff. And what has happened, Maurice?
It's the domino effect.
There you go.
It's happening. You made a comment the other day. You paraphrased a saying about if you don't speak up now, then when they come for you, you know, there will be nobody left to speak for you.
There you go.
That was done by a Catholic priest during World War II in one of the concentration camps.
There you go.
And the only reason they know he said this was because that was what he scrawled on the wall because he was no longer there.
There you go.
You have a good day.
Take care of yourself, Maurice. Thanks for your call. I'm Liz Brown. Oh, yeah, we got some more stuff. You kidding? We'll be back.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program,
how come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back. Say my name, my name, my name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call you need to get to me. Youssef.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, you know, Sherman George is qualified to be the fire chief of the city of St. Louis, no doubt. I mean, it's no doubt in any, it should be no doubt in anybody's mind that this black man is leading this fire department in the best way possible. He wants the best candidates for the job, period. And these trumped up tests scores and whatnot, you know, that's not, you know, the way to, you know, do a thing. And he understands this. This man is one of the brilliant, you know, most brilliant, you know, men in St. Louis when it comes to leading the city's infrastructure. But as far as, you know, the controversy concerning, you know, the doll and the dog and the hand and the lease, what's the difference? You know, you lead a dog by a lease, you lead a dummy by a hand or whatever. What's the difference? It's ludicrous. The whole thing is just totally stupid. But let's look at the thing for what it really is. This man is nothing more merely than a Judas and an Uncle Tom. And furthermore, you know, he should be laughed right out of St. Louis.
And the reason why I don't use the phrase, the Uncle Tom phrase, is because I think that is a phrase that is first of all, I don't like to use any phrases that involve somebody's race to find a pejorative. You know what I mean? To find a words to attack someone's race. I think that that's problematic. And I think I think it is far more helpful and clearer about, and it also hits somebody from several different levels. It takes away his manhood to say that another man is telling you what to do, irrespective of whether you are black or white.
Because last night in the news conference, he echoed the same statement that was made a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even, you know, 4 weeks ago, you know, when he said, Sherman George, you must give a decision by Friday at the sundown.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That just shows, and that's why I say he's a ventriloquist is dummy.
I know.
Because any man that would allow another man to make him say these ridiculous things. You know you don't know what you're talking about. You know you didn't write those words. You know you don't you don't believe those words because you don't have a belief set absent whatever Francis Slay tell you to do. You are a ventriloquist dummy.
And you know, Liz, I read the book by Angela Davis. You know, if they come for me in the morning, that's a very, you know, good commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz, you know, just keep up the good work.
Take care now.
Need you out here.
All right, Youssef, thanks for that. We're on the wake-up call. Get to me. William.
Hello, Liz.
Hello.
I like to find solutions, and there's also a solution to this situation as well.
What is it?
The ventriloquist and ventriloquist dummy could also understand that there are people out here who are your bosses as well. And if you do make these decisions to get rid of Chief Sherman George, that the decision time will come where we will get rid of you. This needs to be made perfectly clear to both people so that they both understand that the city of St. Louis are 100% locked up behind Chief Sherman George.
And here's the thing, and William, I think that you are absolutely 100% correct, but I also believe that there have to be, you know, that as a parent of a child, there are immediate punishments and there are long-term punishments. Okay, the long-term punishment, because I can't fire you until election time, right?
Right.
So there need to be immediate punishments as well.
Well, isn't that what the lawyers are looking into the?
That's one. But what I'm saying is that there have to be many, 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 many immediate punishments. Many.
Well, we need to sit down, brainstorm, and see what we can come up with.
That's fact.
Well, but bottom line is the city of St. Louis, 100%, I'm not going to say 100%, but the vast majority of people in St. Louis are behind Chief Sherman George.
That's fact.
Mess with them if you want to.
Okay, try it.
Just pull this one. have a good day,
Take
Liz.
Care of yourself, William. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mary.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, has the mayor ever mentioned anything about the performance of Joe Mocha on the police force, the problems he's having, and how it's one of the highest-rating crime cities in the country? Not only that, but the fire department, Sherman George, is running the fire department just like any other chief has. They control, they make decisions, and if it's decisions that are likable, that within his right, he has the right to do that. He hasn't did anything else. From what I understand, the fire department is doing just well. It's not in the rankings of being a bad fire department in the city, in the country. So why would he not get on Mokra with all the problems he's having with the police force?
And here, I think that you point out a very, very, very clear contradiction, which goes back to the issue of race. But we also have to add into it, what is at stake here, Mary? What is at stake about, are about 30 jobs, okay? 30 jobs that will last for 10, 15, 20 years. 30 good-paying jobs. And these jobs won't be open again for another decade or so.
Well, that has nothing to do with him making decisions on how he want to do it.
You're missing my point, Mary. What I am saying is that you asked the question of why he didn't do that with Mokwa. And the reason why he didn't do it with Mokwa, is number one, is race. But secondly, what is at stake are jobs that could jobs for a generation that could go to black people. And he's not going to let, and that is against everything that Francis Slay stands for.
Right, we understand that, but we got to fight, Liz.
Who are you talking to, Mary? Who are you talking to?
I've been out there walking and going to meetings. Okay, thank you.
All right, so have I. I know. We got a lot of stuff to tend to. Gail.
Yes. Listen, I don't know if this is a true story or not. I'm sure you can check it out. Is it, I've heard that Slay and Simon are cousins.
I don't know. They could be. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm trying.
I'll make a phone call in a couple of minutes and give an answer for that for
I'll
you.
I'll be listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Thank you for taking my call, Ms. Brown.
Korean veteran, good morning.
Bryson is lower than any snake that crawls on the ground. There are certain communities he couldn't walk around in and do his community and his people like this black, who, I don't want to use the name for him right there, take a position like that. They couldn't pay me to take it. After all, 2007, in this first Afro-American, we've been fighting for years. Everything we build up, you got one of a snake to come along, a black snake, and come along and tear it down. You have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. I'll be back. Hold on.
City's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more
families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Music filled the air above Ground Zero, where 6 years ago today it was smoke from the terror attacks. Ceremonies were held in New York, at the Pentagon, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the White House, where President Bush paused for a moment of silence. But Al-Qaeda marked the occasion by releasing a new videotape of Osama bin Laden. ABC's Jim Hickey has a look.
What is believed to be bin Laden's voice is heard with a still picture, a freeze frame of the terrorist leader. He praises the 9/11 hijackers, calls them heroes. Meantime, news footage of the World Trade Center attacks is superimposed over his image. This latest tape also features one of those hijackers from before the attack, warning that they would strike from front and back, from right and left. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The president's top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is due back on Capitol Hill for a second day of questioning about his proposal to begin a drawdown of U.S. troops next month that will result in the fallout of 30,000 by next summer. ABC's Vic Ratner has that story.
As General Petraeus faces questions in two Senate hearings today, congressional leaders meet with President Bush to talk about the Petraeus report and what happens next. After Mr. Bush sends his plan to Congress later in the week, the Senate will begin another Iraq debate next week.
Cautious optimism is in the air on Wall Street ahead of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's speech in Berlin, and investors worldwide will be listening with interest for hints about interest rates. There's wide speculation the Fed will lower them at its meeting next week. Some say the only question is, by how much? Vitamin D may help you live longer. Previous studies have suggested not enough vitamin D can raise your risk of cancer, heart disease, or diabetes. The new research indicates taking regular doses of it may significantly lower your risk of dying early. This is ABC News.
Erectile dysfunction isn't something you want to sing about, but you should talk to your doctor about it. I did, and so have millions of others. In fact, Viagra, also called Sildenafil Citrate, has already helped over 17 million men with ED. Ask your doctor if Viagra's right for you. America's most prescribed ED treatment. More satisfying sexual experiences with my partner. Now that's worth singing about. Viva
Viagra! Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injuries, stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease in vision or an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. Always remember to protect yourself and your partner against STDs.
To learn more, see our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-888-4-VIAGRA or visit Viagra.com today.
It's an unusual twist on store security. Some extremely pricey shoes at a store in London are being guarded from would-be thieves by a guard without a gun. But ABC's Linda Albin assures us they're completely safe.
Footloose, you don't want to go losing these shoes. Harrods, a luxury department store here in London, has outdone itself when it comes to shoe security, employing a snake, an Egyptian cobra to be specific, to guard a pair of ruby, sapphire, and diamond-encrusted René Calvia shoes. Even Harrods admits the snake was a stunt, but a pretty good, if potentially lethal, prop for a photo op. No reason to fear approaching the shoe department now. The snake has been returned to its owner, but the bite may have been less lethal than the price, a whopping $120,000 for the pair. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
A thief who tried to rob a karate academy got more than a kick out of it. Students used him to practice their combat skills and took away his gun. Then they kept pounding him with karate chops until police arrived. He's now in a hospital, recovering. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Furrenchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a man accused of killing a Fairview Heights pastor had been living in the man's trailer rent-free. 67-year-old Reverend Raymond Trimble was found dead in his home Saturday night. A neighbor says the Reverend was afraid to ask for rent money. The suspect's grandmother had reportedly rented the trailer, but the man just took over after her death. Records from the Illinois Department of Corrections show the suspect was on parole after serving a year in prison for arson. The suspect has not yet been formally charged, but that may take place this afternoon. A Festus man has been charged with assaulting a sheriff's deputy. 42-year-old Jeffrey Place was charged yesterday with armed criminal action and first-degree assault. Authorities say Place began firing an AK-47 assault rifle at the man when the deputy responded to a domestic violence call. The deputy returned fire and struck Place, who was taken to an area hospital. Place was listed as being in critical condition. The deputy is on paid administrative leave pending an investigation. Finally this hour, repairs are underway at the historic Rock Church. The St. Alphonsus Liguori Catholic Church is likely to be closed for at least a year while workers fix the roof. A five-alarm fire last month left holes in the ceiling of the 135-year-old church. Church services are being held in other locations. Father Matthew Bonk, who was officially installed as the new pastor on Sunday, says the cost of repairs could be between $2 and $4 million. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Furrenchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
And thank you, Patrick. 6 minutes now past the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm Brian Kay, filling in for Howard Morton, taking a look at your morning traffic. Not too bad. We do have an accident this hour to report on Page eastbound at the Interbelt. Looks like the right lane is still blocked there. Also in the Bridgeton area. Southbound 270 between 370 and the Rock Road. Expect delays there. A vehicle reported on fire. Crews are on the scene. It is reported to be at St. Charles Rock Road there. Otherwise, just a little bit of slow-going traffic starting to ease up a bit in the Sunset Hills area. 270 northbound between 44 and Doherty Ferry. Also, that road construction continues this hour on Interstate 40 between Laclede Station and Bellevue and Big Bend on the westbound side. Taking a look at the WGNU forecast. For the rest of today, expect mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, clear skies on tap. Low should be down right around 50 degrees. For tomorrow, very nice sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. 61 at St. Louis right now, 60 here at WGNU in the Central West End. Cahokia coming in partly cloudy and 63. Alton reporting a cool 59 under partly cloudy skies. And Belleville this hour just a tad warmer at 62. That's a look at news, traffic, and your local forecast. Stay tuned. It's time to get back to the final hour of the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And I'm still looking for my apology, doggone it. I am still looking for my apology. It's one thing to call, you know, like, I'm going to call and call the station and say that you said something. It's one thing, but then to call my show and tell me to my face, to my ear, that I said something that I didn't say, and then you're wrong. I'm looking for my apology. I'm looking for my apology. And you know who you are. You know what you said. Where's my apology? And again, I understand. Do my email if you can't make the phone call. revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You owe me an apology and I want it. I want it. 1-877-920-WGNU. There's much business afoot. And I received a phone call, a number of phone calls. Someone called off the air and on the air and asked about the relationship between Francis Slay and Sam Simon. Are they cousins? I haven't had it officially confirmed, but a number of people that I talked to off the air said that, yes, they are related. Now, one of the descriptions that I was using to describe Charles Bryson is that of a ventriloquist dummy, where someone sticks their hand up you and they decide what you say, how you move, where you turn, what you say. You have no words at all. Your words are that of the ventriloquist. And that's what Charles Bryson is. He's a hollowed fixture for Francis Slay to insert his hand, move his mouth, and say what needs to be said. He is a willing participant in an act, an odious, irresponsible, illegal act. You don't often have a tree volunteering to become the ventriloquist dummy. This is a unique situation. We have a Charles Bryson for 100,000 pieces of silver. Before that it was 60,000. Before that it was less than that. So for any kind of silver you can hand him, Charles Bryson has said, carve me, baby. I am what you tell me I am. That's just a fascinating thing for a man to be and to do. And to be a willing part in an ugly historical point in our times is just mind-boggling. But there were Jews that helped other Jews into the concentration camps. So to suggest that this is unprecedented would be a mistake and irresponsible. But it's head-shaking nevertheless. And I also want to put it in another context. Let's just not talk about it from the ventriloquist dummy perspective. Let me talk about it from a historical perspective. Y'all remember Katrina, the anniversary was not too long ago, right? A few days back. What happened in Katrina? What was Boy George's solution to Katrina? The devastation that the folks in New Orleans were feeling about Katrina, experiencing as a result of Katrina. All along the Gulf Coast, what was Boy George's solution? You're doing a great job, Brownie. And fast forward to the city of St. Louis and the crisis in the city public safety department, people dying in the justice centers. Francis Slay's solution is to give us Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown has no experience. He was a secretary. Well, what experience does Charlie Brown have for this job? I mean, just dig that. Francis Slay he's either the ventriloquist dummy. No, he is the ventriloquist dummy. And he's Charlie Brown. You're doing a great job, Brownie. This guy has no qualifications. He has no qualifications to be in this position. So you're a ventriloquist's dummy, and you're just like the dude from FEMA. Charles Bryson is Charlie Brown. You're doing a great job, Brownie. You have no resume to do this job. Good googly muggly. Y'all need to understand the decisions that are being made with your tax dollars in your name. If you understood Charlie Brown, if you understood Brownie from Boy George, and you understand Charles Bryson from Francis Slay. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break here. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Kirby Van Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Birch, millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Birch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
done what you don't understand. My words might never explain, so I am hoping that I will. Things may not go as you planned. Dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down. Don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground. And if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at the speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and don't you dare look.
Welcome back, welcome back. Don't you look down. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@LizBrown.com. That's revolution@LizBrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. These are amazing times. We live in a world where we are involving ourselves in the anniversary of the attack on September 11th. We're involving ourselves in that. We have an administration that has squeezed the life out of that involvement. With the exception of the year that Katrina hit, George W. Bush has had the opportunity to make much political bang out of. He's used it. He's used the anniversary to his advantage. And he's not alone. He's just at the top of the food chain. We have politicians running around attempting to use it as well. But I want you to understand that that we have a whole lot of things happening at the same time here. We have the anniversary of the attack on September 11th today. We have the General Petraeus appearance in front of the United States Senate today. We have a oldie but goodie release of the tape of Osama bin Laden. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? And we have headlines in just about every newspaper across the country talking about this day. And I cannot help but think of the fact that the person that our good government has told us who is responsible for this, Osama bin Laden, is still out there. Oh, and did I mention that our good government is not looking for him? Did I mention that on this anniversary date that Boy George has defunded the program that was put together to look for bin Laden? Did I mention that? On this anniversary day? That there is no money to look for bin Laden. There is no organization to search for bin Laden. There's no department that is working on, as we speak, locating bin Laden. But I don't like to be the purveyor of just bad news, because and I also want to be fair. I want to be fair as I can to everybody out here. And in particular, Boy George, it is true that he's not spending a dime of your taxpayers' money looking for the guy who he said is responsible for what we are memorializing today, the lives of 3,000-plus American citizens. He's not looking for that dude. And in all fairness, I have to tell you what he is looking for. Because also going on today, a federal court will consider whether Janice Jackson's wardrobe malfunction should be pursued with more monetary fines, whether or not it was really a strip tease. So I want you to feel this. Who is Boy George fixated on? Bin Laden or Janice Jackson's wardrobe malfunction and all that that involves? Know that your good government is spending money on this issue. Let's get to the bottom of, or to the top of, Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. But let's not get to the bottom or the top of where Osama bin Laden may be resting his weary head. Oh, and this conversation is taking place on September 11th. 2007. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my number. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And before we take a break here, I want you to know about one of our wonderful advertisers out here. Speedy Medical Supply, sales, rentals, and repairs. Their phone number, 361-0014. They're located right there on North Euclid. You know what? Do you need a three-wheel scooter? How about a wheelchair? How about a walker? Are there medical needs that you need to have met? Well, get them met by Speedy Medical Supply. Their motto, service is a pleasure. They have sales, rentals, and repairs. Also, a 24-hour emergency service. That's Speedy Medical Supply. Sales, rentals, repairs. Give them a call, 361-0014. That's 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supply. And tell them I told you to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a quick break here at 1-877-920-WGNU. And when I get back, I'll get to some of you all. Stay with me.
Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006
Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
I-29 in St. Louis, a final look at traffic for WGNU. I'm Brian Kay. Looking at the roadways, we still have an accident reported this hour. Right lane is blocked on Page eastbound at the Interbelt. Expect some delays there. Otherwise, a little bit of construction. 40 westbound between Bellevue and Big Bend. Still construction there. The left lane is closed also on Highway 40 eastbound at Laclede Station up to Bellevue. The left lane is closed there. Traffic easing just a bit. Still getting easier to get through 270 northbound between 44 and Geordi Ferry. The usual jam up there this morning, slowing things down. Heavy traffic still this hour between 370 and the Rock Road. If you're heading up on 270 or 270 southbound, rather, that's due to an earlier vehicle fire. It is on the right shoulder at the Rock Road. Quick look at the forecast. Rest of today, mostly sunny, clear skies on tap tonight. Highs today should be in the 70s. Overnight lows right around 54. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. 62 right now at WGNU, 61 at Lambert. Under scattered clouds, Cahokia at 63. Belleville this hour still at 62. That's a look at traffic and weather. Stay tuned. More of the award-winning wake-up call coming up on your station for the issues that matter most.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. You want to email me? You can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways to get to me. And don't forget, I know it's a little early to be thinking about lunch, but no, it's not. You need to get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the loop at 6277 Del Mar, 6277 Del Mar, Archie's All-American Cafe, where you have your Chicago dog, your chili dog, your St. Louis dog, your kraut dog, your Reuben dog, your pizza dog, your cheese dog, your chili cheese dog, your Hawaiian dog, and so much more. Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe. Wonderful food, wonderful ambiance. It's a great, and the weather's going to be just fabulous today. It's one of those last wonderful days of a summer. Cool, crisp air. Resort weather is what they call it. So get on down to Archie's
All American Cafe. Take a table outside, take a table inside, and you all have conversations about where you were when you look on the wall at all of these different album covers they have up there. It's real fun. It's a real fun thing to do. Get on down to Archie's All American Cafe right there in the Loop, 6277 Del Mar, and tell them I told you to. Tell them I told you to. Archie's All American Cafe. My name is Liz Brown. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day out there. And I know that you're going to be planning on trying to get out there a little bit. And I just want to just kind of just be in your mind a little bit as you're out and about during the process of your day today. I just want to give you some things to think about, to reflect upon, to consider. Just as you're walking around out there, as you're trying to live your life out here, I want to try to be in your head a little bit. And so let me try to do this. I want to ask you, is it about the crime or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? Is it about the crime or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? And I don't know all the details of this particular case, this particular story, this particular situation. But I am a little bit, I guess, amazed is the word that I'm looking for. I am a little bit amazed by this because I don't recall ever really seeing something quite like this. And I'm trying to get a sense of, is this the normal way that things are done? Is this the normal way that issues are dealt with? Because I have not seen this one before. Now, there is I believe it's in St. Charles, Missouri. This is a case involving a driver in St. Charles, Missouri. And the driver was stealing a six-pack. Stole a six-pack of beer from one of those gas stations that sells beer, right? Drives away, speeding away in his attempt to get his six-pack of beer in St. Charles. He hit somebody that worked at the gas station. Seriously. That person was in the hospital with serious injuries. So I guess you'd have to ask yourself, well, how much time did the guy who pled guilty to stealing a 12-pack and fleeing in a pickup that ran over and seriously injured the store's clerk, Douglas Rischel, 34 years old, was charged with or pled guilty to assault and was put on probation. So, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that he stole a six-pack of beer? He ran over somebody in a pickup truck, and he's still out on the streets. And I'm just asking, because I live in North St. Louis, and I hear a whole lot of stories and comments and descriptions of how one part of the city behaves and how other parts of the city don't behave in that way. And I can't help but think that that doesn't seem like it's a city that takes very seriously crime. If you can steal a six-pack, seriously injure someone, and put somebody in the hospital seriously, and you get probation. Now, mind you, it's an SES, suspended execution of sentence. No, suspended imposition of sentence. If he breaks probation, he could serve 7 years. Huh. Wow. Is it about the crime? Or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? And then again in our fair area of the world, in St. George, a citizen put a television camera in their car. And this television, what he got on film is now floating around in the YouTube world out here and Google video. And it involves a sergeant by the name of James Clulin. James Clulin, now you can't see a whole lot. What you can do is hear a lot on this Google. Clulin can be heard taunting the driver and threatening the driver with made-up charges. Now, it may come as a surprise to you, but you can't do that as a cop. You can't threaten people with fake charges. And check this out. Brett Darrow was the driver who recorded the exchange, and he put it online on Saturday. Here's what happened. The officer, he's about 2 years, approaches a young man who's sitting in a parked car at 2 a.m. in a commuter lot in this area of the woods. When the cop came up to the car, Darrow asked the cop, "Have I done anything wrong?" And at that point, the cop begins hollering. "You want to try me? You want to try me tonight? You think you have a bad night? I'll ruin your night. Do you want to try me tonight, young boy? Do you want to go to jail for some beep, beep, beep reason I come up with later?" You can hear the driver saying, "I don't want any problems, officer." "Well, you're about to get it. You've already started your bleep, bleep problems with your attitude." And then here's the part that just cracks me up. The cop notices the camera. And the cop says, "I don't care about your camera, because I'm about to tow your car, and we will tear them all apart." And about 10 minutes of this exchange, then the kid is let go. Darrow said he was not trying to entrap the officer. He said he pulled into the commuter lot to meet a friend. And when the officer asked him for identification, Darrow said he didn't immediately give him identification because he didn't stop him with probable cause. And the kid said that he installed cameras in his Nissan Maxima because he has had past run-ins with the police. He said that he was involved in a physical confrontation in 2005 with an off-duty St. Louis officer in a case that was later dismissed. So just dig that. Just dig, feel that. This officer was so comfortable in what he was doing, he did it in front of the camera. He didn't care that the camera was there. What he cared? That the camera was there. And what do I always say, y'all? Y'all need to have a camera in your hand, in your car, everywhere. Because if he had just gone and said that to this guy's boss, he wouldn't have believed him. And now, because it's out here on YouTube, the officer has been suspended pending further investigation. The officer's actions, according to his boss, were not justified. And this is not how our whole department acts. One has to think. Sure, there are such things as bad apples. Sure, there are. But you got to ask the question, is this person acting this way because this is the way that we do things in this department? I'm inclined to believe that there was a certain amount of understanding that this kind of stuff can be done. And thank goodness that we live in a time where, you know what, there's really no excuse for you not having a camera because they're so cheap and they're so easy to have. There's really no excuse for you not to have a camera. They're disposable cameras. They're video cameras. They're teeny tiny cameras. Cameras. They have cameras the size of your little finger and smaller. So there's really no excuse for anybody not to have a camera. You want protection? Get a camera. Get a camera.
And because of this young man's understanding of that, there's a cop that is no longer out there in the street, a bad cop that is no longer out there on the street, a bad cop that is no longer out there on the street. Getting a camera is not a hard thing to do. You need to get one. And put it in your car, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. And don't forget, another one of our wonderful advertisers here, you need your carpet clean. You need your upholstery clean. Well, get it done with a professional. Get it done by a professional. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Your halls are clean for $39.95. Three standard rooms and a hall, $39.95. Free estimates. This man has had decades of life experience in cleaning your carpet. We've had callers call the show and say, I had spots in my carpet that nobody else was able to remove until I called Russell's. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. You need to give him a call at 315-7075, 315-7075. And if you want your love seat and sofa cleaned, $85. Specializing in spot treatment. That's Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Give him a call at 315-7075, 315-7075. Give Russell's a call. Russell Professional Carpet Cleaning. Specializing in spot treatment. And when you give him a call, tell him I told you to. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. I'll be back.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Dawn.
Yes.
Dawn.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Okay, I can hardly hear you. Speak up, please.
I'm sorry. Good morning. I was just calling to see, because I have not heard of a bus or anything going to Louisiana for the Jenna 6 situation, and I was just wondering if you knew of any buses going to Louisiana.
I know of a couple of buses that are going. In fact, I'm going down there, I believe. I'm hoping to be able to broadcast from there. When we go down there. So I will be able to, I put out some calls to some people that say that they have buses. I haven't gotten the phone calls back from them, because before I put that out there, I want to confirm that this is actually something that is happening.
Yes.
So that's my concern right now. And as you know, I did a show about a month ago about the, I had one of the parents of one of the kids from the Jenna 6 case on my show. Talking about this, it's a really horrible, horrible, horrible story.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a horrible story.
Okay, well, I will keep listening.
Stay tuned, please.
I sure will.
Okay.
And thanks a bunch, and have a wonderful day.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you're wondering about that story, the Jenna 6 is a case that involves, a story that involves in a small, I believe it's a farming town, I believe, or mining town, I'm not sure. It's a small town in Louisiana in a high school, where the rule at the high school is the white kids get to sit under this certain tree. That's the way it's always been at the high school. Well, the black kid, one of the kids of African descent, went to the principal and asked, can we sit under the tree? And the principal said, sure, you can sit under the tree. So the white kids found out that the black kids were going to be sitting under the tree. And so there were, when the black kids went to sit under the tree the next day, there were nooses hanging from the tree. Now, problem. The white kids that put the nooses up were that the principal wanted them to be suspended. And the school board intervened, and they only got a slap on the wrist a couple of days, and they were back. So needless to say, there were there were confrontations and a lot of problems at the school, and from parents that were very concerned that that's all that's going to happen to kids that engage in this hate crime. So things escalated. Part of the school was burnt down. The star athletes of the school engaged in a protest sit-in during their lunch break around the tree. The prosecuting attorney, who was also the attorney representing the high school, called all the kids into the gym for a talking to. And, of course, the white kids sat on one side of the gym. The handful of black kids that go to the school sat on the other side. And the prosecutor turned to the black kids and said, I will take away your life if you all keep doing this. Now, mind you, the protest was done during lunchtime. During lunchtime, kids sat down under the tree. So a fight ensued. One white kid was knocked unconscious, didn't suffer any ill effects, got hit. And they charged the kids with attempted murder, black kids. Now, and also assault with a deadly weapon. What was the deadly weapon? A tennis shoe. And the one baby charged under these extraordinary charges by the same prosecutor who said, I will take your life away, threatened them. He's now prosecuting them and bringing the charges against them. He's facing 22 years in jail. Oh, his attorney, by the way, wanted him to take the plea and didn't defend him during trial. Didn't call any witnesses because the person who was knocked unconscious couldn't identify anybody. Nobody could identify anybody. He was not fully defended. So a bunch of people have been, there have been protests and actions and rallies taking place all over this country about the Genesis 6 because there's six babies that are facing this. Are going down to Louisiana, going down to Louisiana to talk about this, to deal with this. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be going down there on the 20th to address this. We just, this is just, I think that we are often given reminders of, if we choose to keep our eyes open, of what's happening in our world. You need to understand that what's happening in the fire department with Chief Sherman George is just like what's happening down in Jenner. This is all about race. Whether kids are being wrongfully incarcerated, wrongfully prosecuted with exceedingly horrendous charges, or whether they're going after the first African fire chief. It's the same thing. It's the same energy pushing all of that along. And the energy of race. And the energy of race. And when you have somebody like the ventriloquist dummy of Charles Bryson, or if you want to just really call it what it is, you know, and another great job, brownie. Charles Bryson has no qualifications to sit in this job, none, other than he's the ventriloquist dummy. Other than that, 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Ike.
You know, I heard earlier about this caller was coming in, was trying to defend this new guy. What's his name? You're talking about
Charlie Brown.
Right. And I saw him on TV. And it was like he was reading a cork, a cue card or something.
Well, that's the ventriloquist dummy.
This man looked like he was a mummy or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not you. I'm going to say certified ding dong.
Okay.
And this man took. And then here's the history. Why won't be a part of something like this?
Well, I mean, why would?
Why he won't be a part of this mess with getting Chief George fired? And I mean, this kind of history he want on his rep.
Well,
this man's crazy. He ain't qualified to do nothing.
No, he's not.
This man is ridiculous.
He
These
is
guys
not.
These guys calling in, they're making males look bad. These guys calling the show making me look mean bad as a man.
No, he's not. They're making themselves look bad because they don't reflect upon you. But the fact of the matter is people like you, we all need to be out there. We all need to be out there because this is about all of us.
That's right. And then, like I said, and I love the way you want to take your time with this guy, but then he ran.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't stay. I said, Another score for Liz, boom. After one of them guys, they cannot trap Liz into no nonsense. But they ain't ready. They ain't have enough to deal with you. You the heavyweight champion, talk radio.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Carl.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know what? I want to ask you, do you remember back, I don't know what year, 70s or the 80s, when there was a Wilmington 10 or 8 or something like that, and Ben Chavis was one of those Wilmington. And I don't remember the case law that well, but it was a Wilmington 8 or 10. Do you recall any of that?
I do not.
Okay, you know what? Maybe some of your callers may can recall that because it was a Wilmington 8 or 10, and Ben Chavis back then, he was one of them.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
Yolanda.
Yes.
Quickly, please.
Hi, I'm calling about the Genesis.
Yes.
Okay, my point is, no one mentioned about the little boy after the little run-in, he had a rifle with 13 rounds in. What about that? They talked about the shoe as a weapon. What about the rifle?
You mean one of the white kids had a rifle?
Yes.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And got out with 5,000 bonds.
That's right. That's
I
right.
Mean, what, and then the DA, is anybody going to get him off the board? Why can't you get away with that?
You know, they certainly put the DA in, with the Duke boys. He doesn't have a license anymore. Remember that?
Okay, good.
Remember that?
Yes.
So why does this guy still have a license?
I don't understand it.
All right. Thank you, Yolanda.
Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and you know the drill. Stay strong.